I'm down with Victor, obviously he was out there yesterday.
He's going to be out there, but he's not cleared to go.
What's he cleared to do? What's he
with the trainers. He's with the trainers.
Is it just a strain cap? Is that what it's been?
That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Tom, what about a schedule for Odell? Is he going
to... He's not going to work today.
No. Are you likely to go the same route kind of you did last week with him and see where he is?
Probably.
The day before the game?
Unless I get clearance to do something before.
Is his condition the same as it was last week? Did something happen to make it worse?
No. It's sore.
You've done this with players from time to time where you kind of have to manage them all week. Is this the case with him?
This is where we are right now, yeah. It may be that way for a while. Who knows, you know? I hope not. I mean, obviously, you practice, you get better.
Tom, I think he played all but two snaps on Monday. So, essentially, is the trade-off worth it, though, if you don't have him during the week, but you have him?
Oh, no question, yeah. I mean, he plays the whole game, and then they deal with whatever he comes out of the game with and get him ready for the next one.
I said Dallas showed a little different on defense last against the Patriots. Do you prepare more for that or what they normally do?
Normal, yeah. I mean, it's part of the scheme, but it was a little bit different, and they played it a different way for the Patriot offensive scheme. So we'll prepare for what we expect, including what we saw. Hopefully that confused everybody.
How did Kennard come out yesterday?
He did well. Yeah, he moved well.
Do more today, you think?
He's limited, and he'll stay right in that category. But what he does, he did well.
Tom, I'm probably playing catch up on Victor, so I apologize. But did he have the MRI when...
He gets an MRI every week, yeah.
And it just didn't allow him to be cleared again?
And we all were, but it's... He still has a little bit of an injury there.
Tom, in the last game, Rashad seemed to run well.
He did.
I'm sure he didn't like the fumble, but he ran well. I mean, moving forward, do you think maybe you need to pick, a bell cow kind of thing? I know you want to use all three, but if one guy is doing better than the others, do you want to kind of...
Well, that sort of prevails, and it did prevail a little bit last week. So it works itself out. But, we have four of them active. Darkwa obviously is special teamer, but also ran the ball well in preseason. But, the more and more we use the three wide receiver set, the more 34 gets involved too. So,
is it hard for those running backs to get in the groove, though?
I don't think for Rashad it doesn't seem to be. And for Shane it doesn't seem to be. I do think that, quite frankly, that Williams probably needs more carries. But under the present system, it's something that we have to deal with.
There's a significant disparity, though, between the success that he's having and maybe Rashad is having in regards to yards per carry and even Shane. What is not working for him at this point?
For who?
Andre.
I don't know that it's not working. He doesn't have a lot of carries. He hits the holes. He does whatever we ask him to do there. Perhaps it's the defense, perhaps it's whatever. I don't really think it has anything to do with what he's not been able to do.
Tom, how do you balance getting Odell probably the proper number of targets given his role on this team with the fact that defenses do pay a lot of attention?
Well, you saw what happened the other day. I mean, first half, second half was quite a disparity. But on the other hand, we have other people that if the coverage is strictly dealing with 13, then the people have to be able to come through for us, and that's what we're counting on.
Doesn't talent sometimes trump coverage?
Sometimes it can, it certainly can, and it's even the other day it wasn't something that couldn't have been dealt with in a one-on-one concept. There was a guy over the top, but underneath he was able to work.
Will McBride or Wade practice today?
They will both practice, yep, in limited fashion. Wade can't have contact, but he'll practice. He'll be able to be out there in off coverage and do those kind of things.
How's Ayers?
He seems to be doing well, but again, it's going to be the course of the week.
Does it look better than last week?
He's rested.
Going back, when you were talking about Rashad and Andre, and you said that works itself out, were you referring to game by game, or were you referring to over the course of a season?
Over the course of the season it does, but sometimes in game circumstances, you know, somebody is having a hot hand. So, I mean, it would go that way.
Tom, Monday night you said you had to pick your chins up off the floor. Have they?
I think today's going to be better. They're better this morning.
How much is what happened in the first game?
It's not something we dwell on, you know, but it's obviously it's there. It's not the
couple plays,
period, but you go on, you move on. It's a new game.
Anything else?
You have any update on whether you expect JPP here this week?
No. I don't know.